Hey, Kevin. This is Shalette calling back.
Yeah.
Not sure what happened, but we're good now, right?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, you tried to call in when I called in, too. Somebody's telling me you called. Let me just tell him I'm on the phone with you. Okay.
So this is...
Okay. So, let me just give you the details. If you'd like one of these, and I don't see why you wouldn't. You've been with us a long time. These are good websites. They're quite an upgrade, you know. And there is no cost to you, but there's a time commitment. And that's why I think this is fine for you, because you've been with us a while. And so the reason there's a time commitment, the time commitment would be, I'd say, about 5 months. And all that means is this, is that we're trying to offset a cost of $597 to us. And by doing that, every month that you're with us, we're subtracting the $129 off that value, right, that you're already paying. You're already paying that cost every month. So I know that you're going to be with us, but some people are not long-term, and so that's why we've done it this way. So if you're with us the 5 months, then that $129 every month is paying that cost off, and there's never a charge to you for the website. However, if you were to terminate, say, 2 months in, then there would be an early termination fee, which would be, say, if you'd made two payments, be it'd be about $350 left to pay. You see what I'm saying? So every month, it's subtracting that fee, and then for you, because you have a low cost, it'd be about 5 months. And then, of course, I'm sure you've been with us, you're still going to be with us, then there's not going to be a charge for it. Does that make sense?
Yes. So obviously there's a new charge for an upgrade, and it would be, what's the total, $500-something, you said?
Okay, so there's no charge. Okay, so there's zero charge for this upgrade. The only time any charge comes into play is an early termination fee.
Let's say the first day I decided to cancel it and cancel you guys, and then so what would be the charge?
Okay, so if we started it and you canceled the same day, the charge would be $597.
Okay. So that's what the website is.
And that's like a cost to us, because typically these kind of websites can cost upwards of $1,000 or $2,000. Anyway, as long as you're going to continue to work with us, it's not going to be any cost to you.
Okay.
And so if you're interested in one of these, I only have to do two things. One is set you up an appointment for next week. And two, resend. I don't know if you remember signing terms and conditions when you first got into your dashboard the very first time, probably when you signed up. Okay. Well, I would be adding the information about the website to it and have you sign it again today, and set you up an appointment. Do you want us to get you started with
How long is this available for?
I don't know. They don't ever give us an end date. It just is till they say it isn't. And so I don't know.
Okay. So let me think about it.
Because
I still have to get some information to Perry, and then I want to go from there.
Okay. All right. That's fine. And anytime you're ready, let me know, we'll help you with that. So in the meantime, we're looking at your current website. If you see some things that you want changed, you can do some of it yourself or let us know what you need help with, okay? Areas... go ahead.
No, it's self-explanatory. The other one is interesting because I'm looking at it, and it's just a different format, I'm looking at because on mine, like, it has a bigger picture on the very front, you know, it has a big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the newer one, it has a smaller picture to put on there.
That's strange, because I think the newer ones, let me look. I'm going to look at one, because I still, it's a different type of website, but the picture is still big. Let me just look at, which one are you looking at? And I'll grab the same one.
Yeah, I think it was the modern. But let me look at the modern. It was the modern one. So
let's see. I see. Let me look.
No, it was the big, you know what? The second one has a big picture, so that's good, where you could put your van or whatever on the front.
Because to me, I thought they all had a large picture, but they are a different format. Like right now, I've got modern, and it covers the whole page, that first picture.
Yeah, the whole page.
And the
bottom one, which is I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Future?
Yeah.
Let's see how that was. I never noticed one that didn't have a big picture. Let's see. That one has a big picture too. And there's another thing I'm going to tell you, if you decide to have one of these, and you see that we use stock pictures, right? Now, we usually take people's pictures. If they didn't say anything about pictures, then they continue to make these with stock pictures and put your own pictures in the gallery. But if you chose, oh, you're right, the first one has a smaller picture. Yeah, I don't like the first one near as much.
I don't like the first one either.
Yeah.
So I like the second one, but with the color of the first one.
Right, and these are all things that if you decide to go for it, then it's good to tell them, because they can change everything about it. And the thing that I would advise people, because I see them ask for it afterwards, is about pictures. And what happens is we'll take your pictures and automatically usually put them in the gallery, and then they still set these up with these professional stock pictures. However, if you look at it right away and knew, I don't want that picture on here, I want something else, then you could tell them up front during the interview where you want your pictures instead of, or any particular pictures you see that you definitely don't want them to use, or a color scheme that you do want them to use. They're going to take the time to really interview you to get what you want, but it's not set in stone, meaning the more you say up front, the better it's going to be. But even after it's made, they go over it again, and they still make any more changes that you want.
Okay. So I'll get back with you at the end of the week, and I'll make up my mind.
Okay, great. Well, about the rest of your dashboard, I was going to mention, you see the tab that says reviews?
Reviews. Let me go back to home. And then tab reviews. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to check something while I'm trying to show you that. You'll see, if you've clicked in there, there's a button that says Request Review. Do you see that?
Request Review, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to find out... Okay, you have three reviews. I don't know why it says zero at the top. There's all three here. Okay, but there's three reviews.
How can you? Yeah, but how can you take the website from Angie's List or which was Home Advisor? How can you get all those reviews over here? How can I send them?
Okay, you can't here because what this is directly pulling from Google. Okay, so I'll tell you what else we could do, but let me just say, this section of your website pulls directly from Google, and so you can see three Google reviews in here, and I'm going to show you, while I'm here, I'm going to show you this tool for getting more Google reviews, and then I'll tell you what could be done or with what else you're asking, okay?
Okay.
Google reviews are important. They help you rank on Google.
battery high.
Okay, and now you see that button that says request review?
Yeah.
Click on it. All you need is any customer in the past, you just need their name and email or their name and phone number. You don't need all name and phone number, one or the other, and push send. It's going to send them a message asking them to leave you a review on Google, and the message is going to contain a link that takes them straight to your Google listing. Okay?
So right now I can put Jim, like a customer that I know,
mm-hmm.
Jim?
Yes.
And then his phone number?
Yeah, is his phone number a cell phone that could receive messages?
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, that's all you need to do?
Yeah. Oh, so then I can start emailing a whole bunch of people then.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, let me see here.
Yeah, so anybody that's left your review anywhere or any customer you've ever had, you can ask them to leave your review on Google.
These controls, Jim. So then put the phone number, J-I-M, and just the phone number, which is, do I have to put the 1-714 or just 714?
Just the 714.
714-609-0145. Send. All right. That's cool.
Okay. Now, what also is cool is you see right next to the request review button, do you see what looks like a clock inside a square?
Right next to it. Oh, yeah.
Click on that.
Press on it. Okay.
It'll show you all that you've sent out. So in case you send out a bunch and then you go to do it again and you don't want to resend the same people, you can find it in this list.
Okay. So Jim, what's the phone number? Jim is a customer. Whose phone number? Created today. Location. Why does it say location? My number.
That's just your information. It's going to say that on everything. That didn't go out to him.
Okay.
This is just your list. Okay. So that's
okay.
Just a tool we wanted
you
to know about.
Now all the reviews will help me too, huh?
Yes. Having more reviews on Google definitely help. And I'm going to take one more look at your website to see, to answer a question you have. About, let's see. Okay, so Home Advisor, are you still active with Home Advisor?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we can put a link. There's a place already on your website that's intended to link to Home Advisor if you want to, if you want to show your reviews that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Well, I'll put this on for you. Let me just find your Home Advisor link, okay? And then I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Okay? One moment.
Because it's not Home Advisor, it's Angie's List now.
Well... Our link says Home Advisor, so, and I know what you're saying, so I'm wondering if we're going to need a different badge, because the badge we have, we're going to have to update that. Okay.
That's just to sign in. Home.
Okay, so I'm out online where it says Home Advisor, and I'm double-checking this. And it says you have 19 reviews. Am I in the right place?
Let's see here. Okay, so I'm over here.
Home Advisor powered by Angie.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
My reviews, okay. I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Yep, 19 it is.
Okay.
I just had to look to the right.
All right. Give me just one moment.
They're all 5 stars, see that?
Yeah. Exactly. And so are your Google as well. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so I've been monitoring this and turning it on, turning it back on, and using this slowly as I've been trying to work with you guys too as well.
Yeah, and that's the best thing. People find a balance between having that presence out there work for them and still if they need leave, you know. Do you have a BBB page?
Better Business, let me see. No, not on here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see one. Okay. All right, let me update your website and see if I can see it, okay?
Okay.
Not yet, so I have to clear my history. Let me try that. Okay, if you hit refresh your page.
Yeah, I'm going to hit refresh. Okay, and what? Go to
now you're on your website, right?
On my website, let me see. So, post?
No, go to website.
Oh, go to website, okay.
And then in there, view website, I think.
View website, okay.
All right. Scroll to the very bottom. Right under payment methods.
This is MasterCard, Visa, American Express.
Below that, do you see a Home Advisor badge?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at it, a Home Advisor badge, and it's a link takes you straight to your Home Advisor page, so to see the reviews. So,
that's actually a good
thing. What's that?
But I just see copyright, the G.
No, yeah, no. So it's even above that, and it's bigger. So you know the way you're going to have to do it. Do you want first try to hit the refresh button right now?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
I'm hoping you don't. Otherwise, I cleared my cache of images. I know you don't want to go through whatever happened.
Yeah.
There it is.
I see it. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're supposed to send me another badge, and they never did.
Ah.
But because I've been doing so well, so, you know.
Well, when we open it sites, when we go in, it says achievements. You've got 4 badges.
Yeah.
I can see all 4 badges.
How come I don't see them?
Okay, so click on your badge, and it takes you to your Home Advisor page.
Okay, cool. Let me go back.
So I don't mean on our page there's 4. I'm just saying that when I click on that and I'm on your Home Advisor page, it's under achievements, it says you have 4 achievement badges.
Website, view website. And then contact, and then right over here.
Okay, so you're still in our. You're okay. So you want.
Yeah.
Now where are you now?
So there you go. I'm in there. I went on the badges.
I'm
on the badge, and this is Responding Co. 5.0, which is good. And this is 100% guarantee, 14 years in business.
Yeah, and then there's your 4. Those must be the badges you meant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, cool.
So actually, I can take these badges and print them out for myself.
Mm-hmm. They're supposed to send. If they should, they should be sending you a code or something to be able to do that.
Yeah, but they never did that. They can't do it. That's why those guys are no longer in business. It says Angie's List. It doesn't say Home Advisor anymore.
See, I'm looking at it, and at the top it says Home Advisor, powered by Angie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, powered by Angie.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go here.
So,
okay.
If we get back into your dashboard, the rest of the overview that I would think to share with you is, like you mentioned, the post page.
Oh yeah, post. Do the post.
And it looks like I'm waiting to see if we have a post. Okay. These are posts that land on your Google My Business listing. And these are reposting. We take two or three posts and we set them to repost so that there's always activity. But this is something that you can make one if you want. Or you can ask us to use any one of your pictures and make one if you want. If you're running a special, you can ask us to do it for you. But if you don't like one of these reposting all the time, over there where the button says sort.
Sort?
Yeah, do you see that?
Sort.
It's, for me, it's in line with add new post and then to the right, there's a sort and a filter button, and I'm going to use the sort button.
Okay. I'm on it. It says drain cleaning. It says add new post and to the right sort. Okay.
Okay. Sort. Click on that. Right now it's on newest, and I'm going to choose reoccurring first so that we can look at which ones are reoccurring. Okay?
Okay.
So click on reoccurring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't change anything. For me, it should show actually a browned out one that tells you it's resubmitted weekly or biweekly or monthly. Mine didn't actually show me. Did yours?
No. No, they're all the same. What if I put old rejected first?
No. Actually, what it means is none of these are reoccurring currently. Okay, because you've been on hold for a while. So I'm going to take at least one of these, and because if you notice the dates on these, now I'm going to go back to newest first to see. Yeah, the last date was in March. So I'm going to take one of these and have it repost, and then I'm going to discuss getting another one on here. Which picture do you like here? And I'll show you how I'm going to do it.
You mean the ones that are available right here?
Yeah, the ones that are already here.
Because we can't go into the pictures and do one?
We can, yeah, we'll do that and we'll make a new one. But I was going to show you, because we can have many of them going. So
right.
If you want one of these to repeat and then I show you how to make a new one, or do you?
All right. Just the drain.
That's the one I was going to pick, just the plain drain one. So you see the little pencil near the bottom of that?
Hold on a second. Hold on. I accidentally did something. Okay, see the pencil at the very bottom? Yeah.
Okay. Now I clicked on it already and I already did it. Basically, down at the bottom in there where it says resubmit, it said never. And I clicked on that, and it gave me a choice of weekly, biweekly, monthly, or quarterly to repeat. So I picked weekly, but actually I'm going to change it because we're going to put something new, what picture you do like for weekly. I'll change this one to biweekly, okay?
Okay.
Now, I showed you that because you can change it anytime. If you see something you don't like, you can stop it. Now, if you go back out of it, you'll notice that at the top it's brown and it tells us it's being resubmitted biweekly. So, Do you have pictures on your computer now, or do you want, because if you hit the add new post button, it's going to allow you to create a post. Now I can go grab any one of the pictures that we have on file that you already saw on your website to create a post for you right now, if you want, if you just tell me which picture you want to use.
Said click and drag the picture in, but I tried to do that.
All right, so I'm never successful in the dragging, so when it tells you me that, okay, so first of all, I go on to what's new. Like when I hit create post, it'll say COVID-19 update, what's new, offer, or event. I usually pick what's new. And then where it tells me to drag, I'm never good at dragging, so I click on it instead. If you click on it, it opens up the little window where you can choose a file from your device.
Yeah, but I tried to do that. And then now I'm on it, and I see a picture I want.
Okay.
But it says, once I do that, it says, let's see, it says, this is file format, JPG, whatever, maximum size, whatever. It doesn't do it.
So it's just not fitting.
Yeah.
Okay, some pictures won't. All right, so let me ask you this. And if we look together, if we look together at what's on your website, is there one of those pictures you'd like me to use? Because you can come back and you can experiment and make as many as you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So count, if you're looking at the slideshow, count from left to right.
Well, I want to see something right here real fast. I have my desktop because it says slide, right? So here, so let's see if that's this one actually.
Oh, see if it's letting you drag it over?
Yeah. Let's see, you've exceeded maximum loaded amount of images. Come on, man. Just a regular image. The regular image isn't working. Time to do it again. It won't do it.
Why not, close that one? Close that window and open a new one before you drag a picture. In case that's a problem.
I'll put it right here. And then now I'll put that over here. Nope. I close this window. Okay. I have this right here. Put that in there. Nope. Not working. So. Now what do I do?
What's that?
What do I do now?
Okay, so let's do something else because you can experiment with this later. You can do it from your phone or your computer. But if you look at your website and go on the slideshow and just...
And then go to website and then slideshow.
And just from left to right, is there one of these pictures that you want? You can tell me which number it is.
Okay, so the one... Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. How about nine?
Six, seven, eight, nine. Okay. Nine is a front view. Okay, if I'm counting right, three, four, five, six. A front view of your van with cones on the side, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 11. 9 and 11.
Okay. All right. So let me go get those internally. One moment, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I have so many pages open.
Yep.
I need to close something here.
Did you get a response, Sato, from the email? I sent you something. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can go to. I just put your phone number. Yeah. For reviews. I want to review.
Texting me?
Well, I guess. I want to reviews. And then I want to. What? No.
No. I didn't mean nothing.
I hear request review. So I sent one. You see this, Pam? Yeah,
she should have got it as a text message, not an email.
Yeah.
You know what? Because I put your name and then I sent it to myself. I put my phone number instead of yours. So let me do it this way. Okay. Darn it. It's going to come through. Still there?
I am. Okay, I'm just started getting run around in the circles trying to make this post. I'm getting the picture on, but then when I go to add the description, it's moving, it's kind of taking me back and forth, so let me try one more time. I've got a picture on, and now I'm trying to get the description, and it just, let's see, try one more time to get that for you. It's like it's taking one thing and then the other, but it's not doing both. Okay. I made one post right now for you with the van picture so far. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And we'll do another one and we'll do another one with the picture of you on it, on picture number 11. Okay?
Okay.
Now, was there any other questions or anything else you needed help with here?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, listen, for some reason, it's the size of the picture.
Where do I look for what you just did?
Okay, so go back into the dashboard.
Okay.
And hit and go on posts.
Okay. The dashboard. Post. Okay. Post. Post. Oh, there it is. I got you.
Okay. So where that will end up is on your Google listing.
Oh, so I can fill these up and it'll just rotate, right?
Okay, so you can make more, and it's just going to, when you make one, it's going to go onto the Google listing. If you want any one of these that are made or new ones that you make to repeat, then when you use that pencil, at the bottom where it says never or weekly, biweekly, monthly, or quarterly, you can mark any of them to repeat.
Never? So then...
Never means it's only showing up one time. So, yeah.
Okay, so right now I'll put... I'll put weekly. Bam. Yep. I just changed it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. And so how, so I'm trying to, like, how do I get all these other ones on here? Like, I want to edit this, and it's not doing anything, man.
Well, what do you mean? What do you want to edit on what?
I want to get a, you know, I want to put more pictures on there.
Okay. So what you mean is that you want to change a picture on an existing one? Or you want to make a new one? Which thing do you mean?
Instead of using those ones that are on there, I want to take this off, okay? And then I want to add one. Like I just took
right.
it off.
Okay. So any of these that are here that have been here before, you can use the trash can and make them disappear, but they're put up however long ago, they're pushed pretty far down on your Google listing. So you know, even if you don't get rid of any old ones, you make new ones, those are the ones that are going to post and repost.
It's what I'm saying. I'm trying to pull pictures.
Right.
It's not picking it.
You're having trouble with the picture. Okay. So.
Right. Yeah.
So I just put one picture on successfully that worked for me, right? I have at times tried to put certain pictures on that just won't take. And it's to do with the size. And so you just have to experiment, you know, because for me, it tells me these parameters, how many pixels or whatever. I don't really, you know, I don't know how to change pictures to make that fit. So typically I'm working with a picture. It either fits or it doesn't. However, if you've got a picture that you want to use that doesn't work for you, send it to us and then they'll figure out how to make it work.
Okay. So then can you give me the email to send it to you?
Okay. So the email would be support@localsplash.com.
Can you email it to me on Reader's Plumbing Co. so that I can fill it up with, okay. And then you guys can put it on it?
Okay, so you can reply to, I already sent you an email there. The website email went there. But don't just send the picture. If you just send the picture, then that's all we got is a picture. You need to ask them to make you a post with that picture, okay?
So I'll send a picture with a post under it, like, this is me doing work. Or I send a picture and I said, these are for the post?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay, so I'm on your local splash thing. Just reply to it and then put the pictures that I want in there and send these are for the post.
Yes, because otherwise they're just going to add the pictures to your gallery and they're going to end up on your website and not go anywhere else. If you can be specific, add these to my website, please make a post with these pictures, whatever it is, or both.
Okay. That's what I think.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So now going back to my website, once I see that, now I go to my, where do I see this? You said other people see this now?
The post. Okay. Because the post doesn't land on your website. Now if you upload pictures for the website, they'll land on the website. But this post actually goes out on Google. So hold on.
So let's see that. I want to see the Google.
Google your business name.
Oh, so you mean get out of here and go and Google my
out business online. Name? Yeah, you want to go out online. And I'm not sure if it posts in real time or not, but I'll show you where it is. So you're going to go out online on Google and Google your own business name.
Which is Reader's Plumbing Co. Okay.
Okay.
Reader's Plumbing Co.
Okay. And,
So it still has that stupid picture on it with the shower.
Okay. So that's not a post. That's a picture on your Google listing. So, here, let me see if I can find the post part of your. There's two parts on your Google listing. One part will show pictures, and one part will be posts where it's the picture with some words, right? And they're in two different places. The posts are further down when they show. So let me try to find one.
And this is a wrong picture. I don't even want that one. This one where it's under, it says Reuters from the code, and it has add missing information, which is questions.
Okay. Just a minute where I get on there with you, and I'll figure out what it is, okay?
Yeah, because I don't want that picture there. This is your business on Google. 589
okay.
views.
Okay. So, first of all, At the top, there's the photos. If we go in there, they're going to show you the photos that are on your Google listing. If you're going to the bottom, if you go to the bottom under the three reviews, it's currently showing the old posts. You see one with the guy pulling up on that and one with the drain, and then you could scroll. So it's showing all the old ones. It's not updated yet to show the new one, okay? Now,
okay, what do you mean the old ones? Because I don't see any of the old ones. All I see when Reuters Plumbing, and it says contact Reuters Plumbing to speak to a team about plumbing needs and services, the estimate, blah, blah, blah. And then to the right, it shows, okay, I got you. You have to actually
scroll up
to the right to see them.
And then you're seeing exactly what we saw in there, but you're not seeing the newest one yet, okay?
So it'll
end up coming. And keep in mind, when you go back in your dashboard of posts, you can either edit words or you can even delete one, you know.
Okay.
Now.
That sounds good.
Don't want to spend too much longer right now, but there's another place with photos. You don't like that shower photo showing on your Google listing, right?
Can you say that? I just dropped my phone. Say that again.
Okay. I don't want to spend too much longer on this, but you said you don't, when you go back to the top and the first photo that they're showing you is your that shower photo, you said you don't like that, and that's coming from another place. That's coming from somewhere else. So let me ask you, if you click into that, it shows you photos that are on your Google listing. If you click into that where when you see that shower and it also says photos, the next one shows the back end of your van. That's a good picture.
So account setting? No. Is the shower head?
No. So you're still on your Google listing.
So where do you want me to go?
Okay. So, you know when we were out on the Google listing looking together, are you there?
Google listing.
When you Googled your business name.
Oh, okay. Let me go back there again. Sorry.
You said you don't like that shower picture there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, that shower picture, I don't like that.
Okay. If you click in there, that next picture, it looks different from me on the back end, but the next picture is two of your vans, and I think that's a pretty good picture.
Okay.
You want me to try to put that one there?
Yeah, or you can put this one of me right there.
Okay, so tell me which one that is.
That's the one below it. Keep going. So it'll be under the van. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, is you're wearing a red shirt?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. All right. And so, but, you know, you have more than one picture of you, I think, somewhere on here. This one. So this picture there where you're doing something in the floor, that's the main picture you wanted to show?
Yeah. Just
I'll try. I'm going to try to do that. You know what? I see another one with that. I want to show you something else of you that I think makes a good picture. It shows you a front face at the back of your van. But I'm looking in a different place where I see it, and I'm trying to see where, oh, there it is. Okay, keep scrolling down, because you have other pictures of yourself. And
well, the ones that are there are, okay, so it kind of has all the pictures except for, let me see, there's another one. Okay, that's my back where I'm working on a wall.
Above the back one? Above the back one, I see one where you're standing by open doors of a work van, but you're pointing at somebody's back, or but it's your face.
Yeah. You like that one?
Well, I think it's a good, I think here's what I'm looking at. The background, not just the picture of you, but the background of everything. No, I think the first one's good too, either one.
But you're saying the background where you see all the equipment and all that stuff, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was looking at the unfinished walls and stuff, but I don't know. I mean, that's what your work entails, though.
Well, I don't want this one where it's me and then my coworker with his butt crack.
I guess my eyes aren't that good. Okay. All right. Let me try to get the one that you asked, and I'm just going to see if what'll happen is I'll make the change.
Yeah.
It won't necessarily. Okay. It won't necessarily update right away. Sometimes Google just shows what they want there, believe it or not, no matter what we do. But
because that one looks like a professional one. You know what I mean?
You're right. You're doing the job and you're dressed professionally.
I look professional, and I'm like, All I did was just have the guy just take a picture of me. No, but I was actually working that day, so I was. It is legitimate.
Okay, so how do I move it over? Well, I'll tell you what. I won't hold you on the phone while I try to get that done, we'll get that picture moved over, okay?
Okay, cool. Then that's what they'll see. Oh, when they go through Google, they'll see me working.
If Google takes it, that'll be the first picture it'll see.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So if you have any questions,
like
come up. We covered a lot. If any other questions come up, you give us a call. Or
now, this is like the 15th time we've gone through the same thing, and now I'm understanding it. So.
Oh, that's okay. It's not like if you don't do it all the time, it's like you hear it months ago, and then you get into it, you're not going to remember. So, you know, it's okay. I'm sorry, we just cut out. What? Hello? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Now I do.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I understand it a lot better now.
Okay, great. Well, you have a great day.
You too. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.